You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Kimberly Adams in for Lizzie O'Leary. What does $800 million sound like?
My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be.
Marvel's Black Panther has rocketed past $800 million in worldwide sales in just 2 weeks and is expected to soon pass $1 billion. In a moment, we're going to talk about the other moneymaker for the movie, the merchandise. But there's another winner from Black Panther, African-themed fashion. All those brightly colored and elaborately printed outfits donned by fans at movie theaters across the country, well, they had to come from somewhere, and the source is often small businesses. Christabel and Sia Bawadi brings us a report of how Black Panther is giving a boost to the African clothing business.
Do you have it in any other colors?
Business is brisk at the African clothing store Kutula in Los Angeles. It's owned by sisters Kay and Bo Analoa. You won't find your grandmother's traditional church outfit here, though. Kutula sells fashion-forward outfits by contemporary designers, as well as their own creations. The sisters took over their mother's business in 2014, and they've always catered to a variety of needs. Here's Kay Analoa.
We were actually having a lot of people coming in. They were having African-themed baby showers. And this is maybe for the past several years. At least once a week, we'd have people coming in with a Coming to America-themed party.
And then, says Bo Analoa, Marvel's Black Panther happened.
Immediately when the trailer was announced, we were receiving phone calls. And the interesting part is that spontaneously and independently people called. It wasn't as if they had spoken to a friend. They all made independent decisions that I've seen this trailer and I must get my outfit ready.
Other LA-based African retail stores have experienced a surge too, like Crown Ruby Collections.
They've seen a 25% jump in sales from January through now, and that's from people who have been purchasing the items to wear to the premieres.
That's Michelle Dalton-Tyree, the founder and editor-in-chief of Fashion Trends Daily. While all of this is exciting, she adds that increased sales of film-related clothing and merchandise is typical, especially with the support of a marketing machine.
In 2016 alone, entertainment and character licensing sales were $118 billion. So that machine is massive, and we see those things trickle down.
But this is different. Fans aren't only buying clothing inspired by Black Panther. It looks like they're influencing trends. Here's Dalton Tyree again.
This is absolutely something that we will see in fast fashion retailers such as H&M, such as Zara. And we've already been seeing everything from the fabrics, whether it's an ecot print or tribal necklaces. You see those trickle down into the masses. And of course, it's fabulous fashion.
If you're a stylist who's trying to bring something new and you're checking what's going on, you're checking the African scene.
That is designer Wumi Olaya, owner of Wow Wow by Wumi.
Look at the Louis Vuitton when they did the Ghana Must Go bag. Come on.
So in case you're wondering, Olaya is referring to the large red, white and blue grocery bags prolific in parts of West Africa.
That didn't come out from nowhere. There's somebody in-house there who's definitely very aware of the African scene. Stella McCartney, everyone has been bitten by the African bug.
So if the African design aesthetic is now part of the established fashion cycle, what could this mean for the independent designers who are at the cutting edge? Bo Analoa of Kutula is cautiously optimistic.
I think African fashion has a place in fashion, and that cycle is just part of the course. We just hope that it continues to turn so that new trends come and new designers and new fabrics come out that help people advance the overall spectrum.
In Los Angeles, I'm Christabel Insiabwadi for Marketplace.